We've been friends for 25 years, and he helped me in 2011 when I ran federally. I returned the favor in 2013, and I was part of his leadership team. After his success to become premier, I went on to become party president. Throughout this time, I've seen a man who sacrificed so much because of his love for Newfoundland and Labrador. His work ethic is relentless, 7 days a week, and often 16 hours a day, all for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador. We know how difficult it was when he was given the keys in 2015, but Dwight was up for the challenge. He developed a plan for government to follow, called the Way Forward. You need a plan, you need a starting point. Many seeds have been set. Some of those are already bearing fruit. Others will come in time. I have no doubt at all that history will be very kind to Dwight Ball. On behalf of the board, Liberals, and the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, I want to thank you for your 10 years in public life. I want to thank the people closest to you who also made sacrifices. Your wife Sharon, your daughter Jade, and your mom. I know she's been a pillar in your life. To the district of Humber, Grosmorne, you guys have always had Dwight's back, and I truly appreciate everything you've done. Dwight, recently you posted a picture of your granddaughter Antonio, both of you sitting on the floor playing. I know going forward that you will play a big part in her life, and as she gets older, people will say what a great premier your grandfather was, and just how many people you touched with your kindness. So thank you, Premier, and our friend, Dwight Ball.